Hello, chaps, and happy new year! Happy new decade! It's Mark from English on Command, and I'm so excited talking to you again, my friends. Two lessons ago, we had a grammar lesson. Remember? We talked about conditionals 0 and first. And that time I told you that grammar is very, 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 very important, right? Because when you speak English, we want you to be very confident, right? When you talk, we want you to be sure which grammar form to use. And of course, you don't have to think about it all the time. So that's why we want to practice a lot to make it the way that you're not even thinking about it, to make it automatic. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. You tell me, guys, when do we use 0 conditional? Well, I hope you remember, but for those of you who don't know, well, write it down. Remember, 0 conditional we use when something happens all the time, right? Every time I do this, I get this every single time. It's like every time I go outside without my clothes, I get a cold, or I get a sunburn if it's very, very hot outside, right? So this is something which happens all the time. We use present simple, comma, present simple. Again, so this is 0. The first conditional is a little bit different. Now, first, think of any example. I give you 5 seconds. Give me an example for first conditional. Well, I hope you found an example. Let's say, if I have time, I will call you tomorrow, right? This one is used a little differently. First conditional we use when something happens just once, right? So tomorrow, if I have time, I will call you. That's the condition. If I have time, present simple, comma, I will call you, future simple. That's it. That's the only difference. It's very, very easy, and I'm sure you understand this concept. So, 0 conditional. Something happens all the time. Every time I see that guy, I get frustrated. Or every time I eat this, I'm happy. Or every time I come late to my work, my boss is screaming at me. Is screaming at me or screams at me. It's the same. Present continuous is simple. It's still 0 conditional. But first conditional is something which happens just once. This one time, right? I have time, I'll call you. Or if I do this, I will get this tomorrow. If you study hard, you will pass the test tomorrow. This one test tomorrow. Good. I think we're clear on this one. And today, we are going to learn second and third conditionals. Don't worry, guys. We are not going to learn the boring textbook grammar. It's only the grammar which you need to speak fluently, to speak properly. Don't worry, it's not going to be boring. We're going to do the real world exercises. Okay, so that's it, by the way. We have only 4 conditionals, 0, first, second, third. And today is our second part. And we're going to check out second and third conditional. So let's go. Second conditional. If I were rich, I would buy a huge house. Right? If I were rich. Tell me, what tense is it? That's right, this is past simple. If I were rich, I would buy a huge house. Mm-hmm. Would, it's just like will, but in the past, right? Now look at the sentence. If I were rich, I would buy a huge house. Remember, my friends, second conditional is used only for dreaming, for situations when we are not real situations, right? Dreaming, imagining something like this, daydreaming, right? If I were rich, I would buy a huge house. It's not a real situation, it's just sitting and dreaming. And that is why we need second conditional. That's how we use it. Now, and to show you the logic, how it works, I want you to transform this one sentence to the first conditional. Can you do that? If I were rich, I would buy a huge house. You get 10 seconds. Transform to first conditional. Well, I hope you got it. If I get rich, or if I am rich, I will buy a huge house. Well, this sounds like a plan now, right? So first conditional we use for real situations, right? First two conditionals, zero and first, it's present simple, the first part. So those are real situations. If I get rich, I will buy a huge house. So in case I get rich, I will buy. It sounds like more or less like a plan. But if I were rich, I would buy a huge house. Well, that's definitely dreaming. This is second conditional. Moving on, one more. Example for second conditional. If I had a big house, I would hire housekeepers or maids to clean my rooms. If I had, I would. Right? If I had a big house, I would hire housekeepers to clean my rooms. That's how it works. Okay? That's it. This is second conditional for dreaming. Don't worry. We're going to practice more down the road. But right now, I want to move on to our next contender, third conditional. Third conditional. Let's check out the example. If I had watched TV, I would have known what happened. Well, it's a bit trickier, and possibly we're going to learn to practice third conditional next time as well, the next podcast. But for now, just remember this. Third conditional is used for real situations, for real world situations. Look, if I had watched TV, I would have known what happened. If I had known, I would have done something about it, right? Many times in your real world, in real life, we have situations where we wish we had done something differently, right? We would have done something differently. So that's why we need third conditional. Don't worry, sounds a bit complicated. We're going to practice a lot. It's very, very easy. And by the way, all these examples you can find in the notes to this episode. So I encourage you to open the notes, go there and check out these sentences, okay? Now, if I had watched, what tense is it? This is past perfect, guys. I hope you know what it is. Past perfect, just like present, but with had. If I had, it's in the past, watched, I would have known. Would, we repeat from second conditional, and then we go with present perfect. Have known, I would have known, I would have done, I would have seen. So, past perfect plus would plus present perfect. That's the easiest way to remember this. Also, look, if I had known, I would have done something about it. I would have. I would have. We never say I would have. We say the contracted version. I would have. That's it. This part is always the same, so you don't have to think all the time how to transform this verb or this verb. So I would have. Always I would have. I would have seen. I would have tried. I would have done. I would have touched. I would have done something about it. I would have. I would have. I would have. Okay? And if I had known, this is regular past perfect. You just need to get used to it to practice more. Okay. Now one more time. When do we use second conditional? That's right. We use second conditional for dreaming, not real situations. If I were rich, past simple, I would buy a huge house, right? And third conditional we use for real world situations. If I had watched TV, I would have known what happened. I would have. Remember this one. I would have. This part is always the same, so you don't have to remember it all the time. Okay, so let's move on. I'll give you a few more examples. You tell me, which one is it? If I won the lottery, I would travel around the world. Is it second or third? Well, if you said second, you were right. If I won the lottery, I would travel around the world. This is imaginary situations, situation. This is dreaming. Second conditional. That's right. Moving on. If I had studied hard, I would have gotten a good grade. About this one, second or third? If I studied hard, I would have gotten a good grade. That is right. This is third conditional. This is a real situation, right? Possibly we are talking about this particular exam, this particular test or subject or something. So if I had studied hard, I would have gotten a good grade. Now, open the description to this podcast. I want you to see how to make it, the grammar forms, right? It's much, much easier to understand if you have something to look at. So check out the notes for this episode. Okay, so if plus past perfect plus would have plus past participle. It sounds a bit too complicated, but don't worry. In real world, it's easier. Let's go practice. A little tip for you. You can put the if clause at the end of the sentence. For example, I would have gotten a good grade if I had studied hard. I would travel around the world if I won the lottery. So it doesn't matter how you use this conditional. You may change the parts. The second part to make it the first one, and the first and the second, doesn't matter. You can interchange them inside second and inside third conditional, not between second and third conditional. Okay, let's check out the dialogue. I want you to listen to the dialogue and tell me, is it second conditional or third? Let's go. Hey, what would you do if you had $1,000,000? Well, if I had $1,000,000, I would give half of it to charity. What about you?
Well, if I had $1,000,000, I would travel around the world.
Now, guys, how about this dialogue? Is it third or second conditional? Well, I hope you said second. Yes, this is dreaming. If I had money, if I had this, if I had that, this is dreaming. Let's move on.
I wish we hadn't watched such a scary movie last night.
Yeah, I would have had a nightmare if we hadn't watched that movie. Right, this is a bit trickier version, and therefore this is third conditional. I wouldn't have had a nightmare if we hadn't watched that movie. Let's do one more.
What? The scale says I am now 80 kilograms. I was just 70 last year.
Well, you wouldn't have gained weight if you had exercised more.
You wouldn't have gained weight if you had exercised more. Well, this is a real situation about real people, about real issue. This is third conditional.
Okay. Now, third conditional is a tricky one, as you may notice. We're going to practice it more next time, but today I want you to be sure about the second conditional, because it's much easier. We use it for dreaming, for imaginary situations, so let's go and practice. I will ask you a few questions, and I want you to answer each question, okay? So, my dear listener, if you had a son, what would you name him? You don't have to say the first part, right? If I had a son, I would name him John. You don't have to do that. Just say, I would name him John. I would name him Arnold, right? Only the second part. Okay, so I will help you with the first one. If you had a son, what would you name him? I would name him John. Okay, so that should be your answer. I would, and then you go. All right. Moving on. Next question for you. If you had a daughter, what would you name her?
I would name her.
Good job. This is second conditional. Moving on. Now, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you choose?
I would choose, and then you go.
Okay? So, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be? What would it be? It would be what? All right, moving on. If you could have any superpower, what would you choose?
I would choose being able to fly, or understanding what people think, or, you know, being very, very strong, and so on. One more. If you had a lot of money, what would you do? I would do... And then you go with your answer. All right, so, guys, in the description to this podcast, you can find the examples for second and third conditional and these questions as well. So I encourage you to open the description and to answer these questions yourself. So this is second conditional, which we just practiced. Third conditional is a bit trickier. We're going to do it next time. And I hope this lesson was useful to you. And I'm sure it was useful, but your job right now is to practice it and be very, very mindful. You have to think about these things, about new words, about the grammar, every single time you speak. And if you do that for a period of time, you will stop thinking. It will be automatic, all right? Thank you for this lesson, my friends. It was nice talking to you. Have a great new year and a new decade ahead. And I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.